Howdy. Do you want to talk about what you're doing out here today for community radio?
We're here to demand economic rights for the majority of Americans who are not receiving them, and the wealth is being concentrated more and more into the hands of the rich, and we're looking for redistribution of that wealth and nothing less than that.
And what do you see in your daily life that just reinforces that?
I'm working on a PhD at Princeton University, so I am surrounded by people who come from really elite, wealthy families and have no understanding, actually, of what normal daily life is for the majority of people in America.
And most people would say that poor people choose to live that way.
The opportunities aren't available. The public school systems don't have the funding to give adequate education. There are no jobs. There's no housing. It's ridiculous when you say they haven't done anything when the opportunities aren't provided in the first place.
And demonstrating is going to make this happen, make this change?
Demonstrating will raise public awareness so that people will be more moved to act on behalf of what they realize is right.
Well, have fun today, and thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks.
Howdy. Do you want to tell me what you're doing out here today for community radio? Do you want to tell me what you're doing out here today for community and micro radio?
Oh, just participating in the protest and supporting KWRU.
Are you from Philly?
Yes.
And what work does KWRU, the Kensington Welfare Rights Union, what work do they do here in Philadelphia?
It's a group of citizens, not just related to Philadelphia, but across the region and the country, that's committed to economic and human rights.
Economic and human rights. And so by demonstrating today, they're going to try to raise public awareness.
Public awareness for the 35 million people that are in poverty in the country. And to talk a little bit about just how outrageous it is that the Republican Party, but probably as well as the Democratic Party, aren't addressing those issues.
And so what would you like the Republicans and the Democrats to do to address these issues?
I think just there's a threshold issue of just being more cognizant of people that are living in poverty, children that have no health insurance, families that are really at the bottom of society, and trying to get them to, just as a threshold matter, acknowledge that.
So when you see headlines on the Wall Street Journal that talk about, you know, the economic boom that America's in, and you hear Al Gore talk about how he and President Clinton have made, you know, however many thousands of jobs in this country, how does that make you feel when you know that there's poverty in this country?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that tail end of the question.
I'm wondering, the difference you're talking about, there's a big disparity between what you're describing and what's in the mainstream corporate media and what the politicians are talking about. And I wonder if you know, are you, when you see that, are you filtering it out, saying this is all bullshit? I mean, how do you react when you see a headline on the Wall Street Journal that says America has the biggest economy in the world? Biggest and best economy in the world.
I mean, I'm split. I mean, I think that I respond to that with a mixture of, yes, that's true, but it also has left a tremendous amount of people behind, and that it has an obligation as the biggest and the best to address those that are still at the bottom.
So there's some disparities there in the economic boom that need to be addressed. It's not reaching everybody.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for talking with me, and you have a great time today. Howdy. Do you want to talk to me about what you're doing out here today?
No.
You're just marching?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you been hanging out with the Kensington Welfare Rights Union?
Yes.
Have you been up to Tent City?
No.
Huh?
Yeah, from Rochester, New York.
Oh, you're from Rochester. Is there something like this in Rochester or Welfare Rights Union there?
Yes, it is.
So you guys work together?
Yes.
And so you're down here to support their efforts here?
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Oh, we got here this morning.
Oh, just this morning. So you missed the festivities of the weekend?
Yes, we did.
You heard about what happened with the cops yesterday?
Yes, sir.
It was totally peaceful, and they negotiated, and it was very successful.
Successful.
So I hope they treat poor people the same way today.
Right.
All right. Well, stay safe and have a great time today.
Great time.
Sherry Honkel has got the bullhorn, and we're kind of waiting for her to maybe say a few words. This is the Kensington Welfare Rights Union March. We're down here at City Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, supporting economic human rights and trying to raise a little bit of public awareness.
Party. No, party. Party.
Come on, brothers and sisters. My name is Bill Kane. I'm the president of the New Jersey State Industrial Union Council.
Yeah.
It's a coalition of unions in New Jersey representing over 300,000 working men and women. We're here to say this morning that you cannot hide the poverty. We are not going away. This morning, right now, we want you to hear from a woman by the name Elizabeth Ortiz. Elizabeth is from Philadelphia. She had a triple bypass operation this year. Hear from Elizabeth Ortiz.
This is the mayor of Tent City.
My name is Elizabeth Ortiz, and I'm from Philadelphia. I was born and raised here for the rest of my life. I'm 39 years old, and I was homeless for 2 years, and I lived in an apartment, in a one-bedroom apartment, with me and my three kids. That's four of us. And I was never on welfare. I used to work in factories, ironing for people, cleaning people's houses and stuff, and everything. And then I went to Sheraton Hotel of King of Prussia. I worked in there for 5 years. They discriminated me from there. And when I did, I went to the dorming office.
It looks like there's a lot of independent media people taping all of the same thing. So maybe what we'll do is call in.
Thank you.
tell me what you have there, because I think this musical instrument's just beautiful.
Oh, you want me to describe it?
Yeah, what is it?
All right, well, it's a very simple water bottle. We put some beans in here, and you got yourself first-rate protest tool that can be discarded easily.
So it's a shaker.
Yeah, it's a shaker.
For a mover.
Yeah, or a mover. You move while you shake it.
All right, cool. Enjoy. Hey, that's an interesting drum you got there. Do you want to describe it?
That's a water bottle, an empty water bottle.
For like a water cooler.
Right.
What are you beating it with?
A metal rod.
Is this all found stuff? Is it all found?
Yeah.
All right, so completely disposable.
Right.
All right, coolio. Excuse me, I see your sign says too poor for access, and it says Shadow Conventions 2000. What's that mean?
The Shadow Convention is going on all week. It's meant to shadow the real Republican convention going on. If you're too poor to get into the political system, if you're too poor to get funding, if you're too poor to actually have a place to live so that you can register to vote, then you don't get to say. So we're trying to raise awareness every day. Wednesday's Poverty Welfare Reform, so come check it out. Yeah.
All right, cool. And this is happening in L.A. too, right?
Yeah, it's happening in L.A.
All right, thanks a lot. Are you going to be marching today? Are you going to be marching today?
No.
No? All right. You're tired already? All right. It's been exciting enough already, huh?
Should I do it?
I said it's been exciting.
I'm not supposed to vote.
You're what?
I'm an African. I just got in the States.
You just got in the United States?
Yeah.
Oh. What do you think about all these people out here in the streets? It's not the typical picture of America that you see, right?
All right.
Yeah? Is it, so you're out here supporting them or the Kensington Welfare Rights Union?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell because I'm just a new man in the whole thing.
So you came down here just to find out what the hell was going on?
I've just seen it. I just enjoying the fun.
All right. Well, they're going to go marching around for economic human rights, something that we don't have here in America with 1% of the population controlling 99% of the wealth. People like Bill Gates have more money than so many countries in the world.
That's good. Thank you.
Where are you from in Africa?
From Liberia. You know, in Liberia, we've been having a civil war for the past 10 years, 11 years, I could say. And the war still fighting our home. So we're here on a refugee program.
And so maybe there's a kind of civil war.
We appeal to the United States government to get the man out of us. The man is just finishing people. Killing innocent people. For 11 years, he's just killing people, Chad Taylor.
Well, we hope we can gather some support for the Liberians there who are involved in the Civil War. But perhaps there's a civil war happening here in America between the poor and the rich. What do you think?
Well, if it could happen, we don't want it to happen here.
Well, it's a different, it's a
background.
It's a different kind of civil war. No one's dying, but people are dying slowly from poverty.
Yeah, that's it.
At lack of health care.
Well, it's all over. It's all over. That just God made a war that people, some people enjoying, some people suffering. That's why God are like this today.
That makes war. When people suffer, that makes war.
Yeah, well, it brought up an argument. It brought a lot of argument, and that becomes war sometimes if they don't be careful.
Well, there might be a feeling of class war in the United States soon. It seems like the poor are out in force today and are saying that they want economic human rights. All of these people are united in saying that Americans, the 99% of Americans, have to have economic human rights because they can't keep living like they're living. It's not a choice. They're being pushed into it, and they want access to everything that the rich have access to, including health care.
Well, I'm only praying to God. Well, all they do, they might not come to an argument, because we're not in peace already in my home. I'm here. I get a good living here. I really enjoy the place. I want them to be in peace.
We'll try to,
for them to be in peace.
We will try to be as peaceful as possible. Yeah, thank you so much, and enjoy the festivities today.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Tell me why people are walking single file.
Why are marching single file?
Why they're walking single file. I mean, a march, you usually think people in the streets, on the sidewalks, in mass, but this is single file.
It's partly a security issue, so that if we run into any trouble, we can get people out of the way as soon as possible. And also, it's been our strategy in the past for other marches we've done, like the March of the America.
This is how you guys do it in the past, and so you're going to do it now?
Yes.
All right. The cops didn't issue a permit for this, and so is that part of the reasoning, too, is to make people go single file so you can have more control over it if the cops get...
Yeah, that's the basic idea. And also so that we just don't block the whole road, because that would probably lead to an arrest.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, and have fun today, all right?
Single file line. Keep moving.
Keep moving, folks.
Hey, what do you think about this single file line?
I think it's bullshit.
You think it's bullshit?
How is anyone going to actually challenge the systems in power while obeying their laws and staying within civility? That's just stupid.
And so you'd like to see them reclaim the streets from the traffic?
Hell yeah.
And so are you guys going to be marching later today?
I don't know. I might boycott the march myself just because so many people are being so obedient to the single file line and the marshals are being so strict and trying to control everybody, and I don't think that's what revolution's about.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck to you today, okay? Howdy. Howdy. Why'd you come out in March today for economic human rights?
That's right. So that everybody has an equal opportunity to get a free education, free welfare reform, free welfare...
assistance. Benefits. That, you know, they used to call it relief, not welfare.
That's what we're out here for.
For relief.
So everybody gets medical benefits.
For economic relief and medical benefits. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, what do you think about the march today?
How you doing? I hope it's a good march. I hope everybody's out there and everybody's supporting Kensington welfare rights.
Are you from Philly?
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Kensington, but now I had to move back down into Bridesburg.
Why?
I'm at a job right now, and I need some money.
So so you need to live closer to work so it doesn't cost so much to get there. Well,
I had a job in Kensington, and things in Kensington just kind of fell through. The factories are closing down and everything else. I was working up there for about 10 years. And
is that where the reality tour is happening in Kensington?
The reality tour? I'm not sure yet where that is yet. I think they're going to have one of them later on during the week, but right now we got this march. I got to concern myself by a day-by-day thing. I was hoping that this wouldn't go off a little later so I could grab one of them free hoagies, but...
Yeah, hadn't happened yet. Yeah. Well, have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Hey.
George Bush, no way.
Tax the rich and make them pay. George Bush, no way. Tax the rich and make them pay. George Bush, no way.
Howdy, can you tell me what her t-shirt says?
Pennsylvania up and out of poverty now.
And I thought Pennsylvania was going through a great economic revitalization.
Well, in fact, we have very high numbers of people in Pennsylvania and in Philadelphia who are still poor and still on welfare and are not benefiting from the economic prosperity that the very rich and other Pennsylvanians have been able to enjoy.
And so why are you out here today?
We're out here today to make a statement that we care what happens to poor people, and we're going to organize and make sure everyone gets opportunity in America.
You sound like a hardcore activist. You must have been doing this all of your life, right?
Well, I don't know about all of my life, but I've been working with KWRU for a while.
For how long?
7 years.
Wow. And what brought you to KWRU?
Wanting to work in a multiracial coalition for social justice.
And you couldn't find that anywhere else?
KWRU is pretty unique in that they're led by poor people and people of color, and it's an amazing coalition of groups that they work with.
I know that a lot of poor people have talked about being on committees and being the token poor person in the room who gets listened to, but no action is ever taken on their words. But it sounds like KWRU is something that takes action.
Yeah, they're very different that way. The leadership is definitely made up of the people most affected by poverty.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and enjoy yourself today.
Yeah, it is pretty big. It's got...
Hey, what you got there?
This is me.
That's you, and what are you saying?
Why? Because I don't have...
No, what are you saying on your sign there?
It says I have no health care,
which is true.
Yeah, no health care, like me and more than half of the citizens in this country.
Us too.
Oh, you too? Oh, man, that's too bad.
I gave up on it because I figured it cost more than it whenever I got sick, you know? So by carrying this sign out here today, maybe you'll get some health care?
Hopefully. I hope so.
So have any Republicans gone by and said, hey, I'm going to give you some health care?
No, nothing like that. But there were a couple of religious people on the religious right, and they were screaming that something about what we're doing is sinful. But I pointed out that Jesus was a revolutionary that fought against oppression.
All right. Thanks a lot. Are you from Philadelphia?
No, I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey. And you came out here to support the Philadelphians and their protest or the Republicans?
I just came out to support humanity.
Support humanity.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
The right thing to do for humanity.
All right. Well, you have a great day today.
You too.
Good luck on that health care issue.
Thanks.
Poverty now, we're going to move up and out of poverty now.
What do you think about this march out here that you're sitting in a car watching go by? Nothing? Okay. Hey, what do you think about this march right here that you're watching go by?
I think it's wonderful. This is the America I know, and you're raising the issues that are important.
All right, thanks a lot.
To us if this is how they treat us. Capitalism is what's ruining our society today. It needs to be abolished, and we need to create a new society that's better, that's fair, that's kinder to every human being out there, not just the rich, not just the wealthy, not just the people sitting over there. They're fucking assholes.
How old are you?
16.
16, and so what's your hope for a new society? Where would you start?
Where would I start? I would start with equality and freedom for all.
All right. No, keep going.
I would start by not having people like that run our society, by not letting the poor be oppressed. There's a change that needs to happen in this country. There's a change that needs to happen all over the world. It begins right here. It begins now. Up the revolution.
Are you from Philadelphia?
No, I'm from Pittsburgh.
And you're down here supporting
the ISO, the death penalty, anti-death penalty. I'm an activist.
All right, well, good luck to you today.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Okay, WR2K, we are live at the Kensington American Rights Union. It was a coalition of many
others. Tax the rich and make them pay. GOP, go away. Tax the rich and make them pay.
GOP, go away.
Tax the rich and make them pay.
GOP, go away.
I already talked. Howdy. You want to go out live on the air?
Sure.
Broadcasting. Do you want to tell me what you're doing out here today?
Well, I'm from House of Mercy, Rochester, New York.
Rochester!
New York, right. Poor People's Coalition. We're here because Pataki and Capitol Hill, as they so call it, has made welfare cuts. You know, they fingerprint us when we go to the welfare office. They bring the drugs near the city. They arrest us for it. You know, and it's in all the black youth jail. There's a lot of black youth that are in jail for drugs. But why bring it in America? You know? And then put us in jail for it. And then they make welfare because we can't get a job. So they resort to selling drugs, quick money.
So it sounds like you're describing a vicious circle.
Right, it's a vicious circle. and no one cares because it's all about politics and money. You know, when you talk about poor people, you're also talking about rich people, because with the poor, the rich comes too, you know?
There's always that opposite. When you have one thing, there's always the opposite.
That's right. That's right.
There was a Free Mumia march yesterday. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, I wasn't. We got here...